to go ice skating. She wouldn't go get a hot chocolate with our friends. She was no fun.
Now, hold on. Maybe you don't know the whole story. Hey there, guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and I'm glad you are. I've got a great story today, and I know you're going to like it. But first, let's go to the Bible and check out an important reminder that God has for all of us. This is found in Proverbs chapter 17, verses 27 and 28. Here's what it says. Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. And now here's our story. It's called Wrong Conclusions. Don't quit yet, Jill begged her friend. But Emmy sat down and began unlacing her skates, saying she was cold. It's not that cold, said Jill. Emmy didn't answer, and Jill went back out on the ice. Hey, Jill, called Tia as she skated by. My mom is driving some of us to the coffee shop down the street for some hot chocolate. Do you and Emmy want to go? I'll check, said Jill. She spun around and returned to the bench where Emmy was sitting. Let's go with Tia to get some hot chocolate at the coffee shop. It'll be nice and warm there. But Emmy wasn't interested. Jill sighed. I wish I had come skating with somebody else, she thought. She's no fun at all today. When Jill got home, her mother was stirring a mixture in a bowl. Oh, yum, said Jill. Cheesecake! She picked up a spoon her mother had been using and quickly took a lick. Yuck, she said, making a face. What is this? Aren't you making cheesecake? I thought this was cream cheese. Mom laughed. It's shortening, she said. You jump to a conclusion without learning the facts again. Jill knew she often did that. As Mom continued working, Jill told her about the problem with Emmy. I think she's just looking for attention, said Jill. Maybe, said Mom. But are you sure you haven't jumped to another wrong conclusion? Jill just shrugged. That evening, Mom came into Jill's room. Jill, she said, I talked with Emmy's mom a few minutes ago. Emmy's dad left home yesterday. He did? Said Jill. Where did he go? They don't know, said Mom. Emmy's mom said he has a problem with alcohol and disappears occasionally. I thought you should know so you can pray for them and be there for Emmy. Oh, no, said Jill. I did jump to conclusions again. No wonder Emmy was quiet today. When I see her tomorrow, I'll make sure she knows I'm her friend, and I'll pray for her and her dad. Good, said Mom. I will, too. So, how about you, then? Do you care when a friend doesn't seem happy? Are you understanding and patient when someone doesn't seem interested in what's going on? Don't jump to conclusions when your friends act differently from the way they normally do. They may have a problem that you're not aware of. Be sensitive and pray for them, and show that you care and would like to help in whatever way you can. Our key verse today, again from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29, it says, "Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly." And our key thought, be understanding of others. Hey, I'm glad that you had a chance to join me on Keys for Kids today for our story. You know, if you love the stories, then you'll love our radio station called Keys for Kids Radio. You can find it at keysforkids.net. Once you get there, you can catch me every day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. You'll find it all at keysforkids.net. And by the way, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and I'll see you tomorrow.